Oh, look at you guys, the JV team showing up early, catching the good music over here on the Potomac stage. This next act, you know, the originality and sheer energy of this genre-bending ensemble serves as a welcome wake-up call for those who experience it. So you're all going to have a great morning. With roots in gypsy jazz, bluegrass, and hip-hop, in an exhilarating all-acoustic swirl, according to Acoustic Guitar Magazine, the John Strickley Trio combines Mr. Strickley's rapid-fire, flat-picking guitar with the sultry and wild, yet refined melodies of Lindsey Pruitt on violin, set over the deep groove of Hunter Deacon on drums. From Asheville, North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, the John Strickley Trio. Thank you. So awesome. Thanks for getting here for the set. This is our first Del Fest. We just rolled in about an hour ago, and we are already so damn happy to be here. So thank you. Thank you.
drastically there on the guitar. We call that slow burn.
We're playing around the same time tomorrow in the music hall, and stinks for everybody but us, but I think it might rain during that. But we already decided we're doing kind of our artistic original set right now, and then we're going to do our, like, bluegrass ripping crossover set tomorrow. That sound good? Nowhere. Some things they're just not a place for. Sorry. But right now we will do a tune written by one of our biggest heroes, Tim O'Brien. And I don't know, you might hear Brian Sutton playing this one later. That's where I learned it from. So we'll send this out to both of those guys. Thank you.
hand out of hand at the end there. What happened?
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Any dog lovers out there? Me too. That last tune was the first song I ever wrote, and I called it Della's Walk, after my dog Della at the time, and I've been having major Della flashbacks during that song. It's so awesome. So you should write a song about your dog, and it just lives on forever. If you haven't noticed, we've got one of the best violinists and fiddlers in the band. I think we're about to get her to demonstrate how each one works. We're gonna do a little violin, we're gonna do a little fiddle, maybe a little Bill Monroe, maybe a little something like that, maybe. But y'all give it up for the one and only Lindsay Pruitt on the violin.
Festival for years, so we've been really looking forward to it all year. So yeah, thanks for coming to our set. Here's one of my songs called The Price of Being Nice.
This is Lindsay's song, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Story about Lindsay. Her dad is the electric mandolin player for Grass Is Dead.
Check them out later.
So y'all should check out Grass Is Dead and watch Lindsay's dad because he's the man.
Yes, I have to agree. Me and Dad are both on tour. I'm like, oh, where'd you sleep last night? Man, I can't imagine you sleeping on someone's couch that you just met. But cool!
We're gonna do another kind of bluegrass cover now that we work these tunes up as tributes of admiration more than anything else to the original songwriters. That last one was by supposedly Bill Monroe, but some like to say Kenny Baker. You know, Kenny might tell you something different than Bill, let's just say that. We're going to do another one though now. It's a title track of one of my favorite albums of all time by Tony Rice. It's called Manzanita. And I had to tell myself that it's a tribute, you know, you can never stand up to the original. But it's so much fun, and I'm such a big fan, we decided to record a version of this. It's on our trio EP called Triangular.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hunter Deacon on the drums, y'all. Give it up. Y'all, we're the John Stickley Trio from Asheville, North Carolina. Lindsey Pruitt on the violin. Hunter Deacon back here on the drums. My name's John Stickley, and we will be in the music hall tomorrow around this time, right during the rainstorm. We got one more tune for you. It's called Darth Radar. We love you so much.